reveal
Triple M's
your secrets.
Supergrass.
Well, he's back holidaying in Asia, we believe, but we've been good enough to still get him on the line via his hotel. Supergrass, are you with us?
Morning, Grill team. I start with the celebrations after Australia's World Cup cricket win. Now, the team actually celebrated, I was going to say early hours, but it was actually around midday on Monday. The best performers on the drink were George Bailey, Darren Lehman and Brad Haddin. The first to leave was Michael Clarke, and I understand this was actually spoken about by the rest of the team. They, you know, they thought the captain should stick around and have a few beers. Dave Warner left not long after Pup as well.
Do you see, did Dave Warner and Michael Clarke potentially have the two most high maintenance partners of the Australian cricket team?
No comment, mate.
Oh, there's some eyebrows being raised. And the other blokes are fairly old-fashioned fellas, aren't they? You know, like George Bailey and Brad Haddin and of course, Lehman. When you talk old-fashioned, we're talking about, you know, pre-depression days.
But if you leave first at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's okay. You still had 4 hours on the drink. I mean, you don't have to drink all night.
True words from a man who's never won a grand final.
You would have seen news around that the Pirates of Caribbean production has been put on hold on the Gold Coast. And 200 crew members have actually been sitting around for 3 weeks with nothing to do. They've finally sent them home, and it's because Johnny Depp flew out of the country on March 10 to apparently have surgery on his hand. Now, there is a lot of speculation that he hasn't actually had any surgery on the hand and he's actually left the country for another reason.
I reckon a couple of $100,000 a day just in wages, people sitting around for weeks at a time
just
there.
Waiting.
So just waiting, because obviously a massive movie. I think they've already had four. This is the number five.
Yeah.
They've all done $1 billion. So
he needs to hit Johnny Depp. He's on the slide big time.
Is he on the slide?
Yeah, he's really been on the nose.
Oh, right.
His last half dozen, hasn't he, Paige? You've been
Mort Dekai was his last one, and literally no one saw it.
Channel 9 are running promos at the moment for a new TV series called Married at First Sight. It's a dating show where couples meet for the first time as they walk down the aisle. Now, plenty of other media, other TV stations in particular, will tell you that this can't be real. Over the years, TV stations, radio stations have tried this before, and you cannot legally marry someone you've never met. Either the weddings on this show aren't real, or the couples have actually met before off the camera. Either way, it's not a great look for the show.
Fancy doing that, like seriously, putting your hand up for that show, so yeah, I'll do it. You just come out, how desperate do you want to be?
So is it a bloke standing there with the priest, the lady walks up, they turn around, bang, that's the first time I've seen you?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, no, that couldn't be right.
There you go. Are we questioning the credibility of a TV show called Marriage at First Sight?
Also on Channel 9, I'm hearing that exec meetings have been held all over the place over this new TV show, which doesn't sound great, called Renault Rumble.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
If you missed it, it's the former Block contestants taking on the former House Rules contestants. Now, given the poor ratings of the Block this year, I'm hearing there have been several meetings at 9 about whether they can actually run this in prime time or if they just have to move it to something like Sunday afternoons and get it away.
Gee, I imagine it's a very expensive show, so to play it on Sunday afternoon wouldn't be ideal, would it?
Can I ask you a question? See, I'm not a renovation type.
Yeah,
I've got no eye for renovation and I have no want for renovation.
Mm.
I don't watch The Block on any of those shows because I just don't get it. I don't appreciate it.
You don't care about it. I'm the same. I've never watched The Block. I can appreciate people loving their DIY. I get that. But
I used to watch it. But I must admit, in the last couple of years, I haven't because it's too much. Where cooking shows, you're always looking for different meals, and that's always something that you can always
watch. You can
appreciate food, can't you? But you look at the same
one bathroom, same, living room.
Yeah, same eaves, different bathroom,
and it never seems to stop. Is The Block actually ever stop?
No, it's just been one series just rolling into the next, into the next, and so on and so forth.
All right, thank you very much, Supergrass. We'll talk to you next week. It's 4 to 8 on The Grill Team.